From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Sweden's highest court has reaffirmed a detention order for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He is accused of two sexual assaults, accusations he denies. Assange has already met with prosecutors once for questioning. The case was dropped. It has since been revived. Prosecutors want to question Assange again. A Bank of America executive says the nation's largest retail bank has not had any contact with WikiLeaks. This following reports the website will target a major U.S. bank in its next big release. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
WikiLeaks is the website that's gained worldwide attention for publishing State Department documents. Its founder says it's going to target banks next month. And previously, he said he has internal documents from Bank of America. The head of strategic issues management for the bank, Anne Finucane, responded.
One could assume it's us, although we don't know it's us, because we have no further evidence beyond what we have read and heard ourselves.
Finucane made the comment speaking to women business leaders in Boston. She told them the takeaway is the world is more transparent now, so watch what you do because it will get out eventually. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
Top Pentagon officials are on Capitol Hill discussing a Defense Department survey of military personnel on gays who serve openly in the U.S. military. The law currently bans this. Arizona Senator John McCain says the military survey is flawed.
What I want to know and what it is the Congress's duty to determine is not can our armed forces implement a repeal of this law, but whether the law should be repealed. Unfortunately, that key issue was not the focus of this study.
McCain adds he is not saying the law banning gays from serving openly in the military should remain the same. He says lifting the ban is premature. The Obama administration's taking heat over its decision to stop offshore drilling in certain areas through 2017. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell calls the decision irresponsible and short-sighted.
The new drilling plan reverses President Barack Obama's promise to open up more offshore exploration. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico earlier this year influenced the government's decision to proceed with caution. While Salazar said there was still plenty of opportunities for oil and gas companies to develop, Republicans criticized the move. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said it was a major step backward for America's energy future, a sentiment echoed by Virginia's Republican governor. Bob McDonnell said it would lead to lost job opportunities and increased dependence on foreign sources for energy. Jamie Terabay, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 70 points at 11,326. The Nasdaq is up 10. You're listening to NPR News. Heavy snow in the northeast U.S. has cut power to thousands of people. Powerful winds have blown down lines in New England and delayed airline service. Authorities in New York State report hundreds of motorists may still be stuck on Interstate 90. The highway is closed outside Buffalo. There was a truck accident overnight. Vehicles waiting to get by slowly became buried in snow. There is a post-electoral standoff in Ivory Coast after Sunday's disputed presidential runoff while the nation waits for the overdue election results. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports the Electoral Commission missed the legal deadline for declaring a winner, and the president wants the vote annulled.
The UN in Ivory Coast, as well as international observers, deem Sunday's election largely free and fair. But incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo is disputing results from several areas in the stronghold of opposition challenger Alassane Ouattara. Both sides have alleged vote fraud, and Gbagbo's party is calling for the election to be annulled. The president's camp has asked Ivory Coast's top legal body and the Election Commission to cancel still unpublished results from the runoff it claims Ouattara's supporters rigged. Ouattara's camp says Gbagbo's people are stalling the release of results because they know he's lost. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Australia says it's found the cause of last month's engine fire aboard a Qantas jumbo jet. Pilots safely landed the plane. Investigators say the flaw could potentially cause the plane's engine rotors to crack against the casing that covers the engine and shattering it. Australia is recommending a fix to engine maker Rolls-Royce. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.